6:06 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It is Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. Got a great program for you today. The original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael, will be with us at 6:30. You'll hear his commentary in that segment. At 7:15, the very best national political reporter in the country, the national political editor for the Star News Network, Neil W. McCabe, will be with us. He's down in Georgia today. And we just went over a list of six questions he's going to ask the Secretary of State there, the Rhino, Brad Raffensperger, who certified the election as a Biden victory on November 20th, 2020. That's when he certified it, without having looked at a single chain of custody document for 600,000 absentee ballots placed in drop boxes. What's wrong with that picture? Anyways, that'll be 7:15. But right now, we are going to make some news, because in studio is our good friend, Michelle Forman. Michelle, welcome back.
Good morning again. Thank you again for that welcome.
So now, you've been involved in politics here for a long time, in Republican primary, a native of Tennessee.
Absolutely.
A Nashvillian.
Yes, sir.
Went to Brentwood Academy. You're a graduate of Nashville School of Law.
I am also a graduate of Lipscomb University.
This is like Tennessee born and bred.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? And now you're a member of the State Executive Committee. There's 66 members of the State Executive Committee. You are one of those members.
I'm one. That's right.
But you have an announcement to make today.
I have an announcement, and I want to thank you for letting me make this announcement on your show.
Yeah.
This is huge. It's an honor. I am going to run for Tennessee State House, District 59.
District 59.
Yes.
You are announcing your candidacy for the GOP primary.
Yes, I am.
In Tennessee House District 59.
Yes.
Now, tell our listeners what are the geographic boundaries of the new 59th district of the State House of Representatives.
Well, after redistricting, we saw that we had a new district that was created in Davidson County. So we're very excited. That actually goes along the southern border of Davidson County. So if you start over in the Bellevue area, it's about Highway 96 to Highway 100.
Mm-hmm.
You come over through the southern part of Bellevue. You go through Westmead, Bellmead.
It includes Westmead.
Yes, it does.
And Bellmead.
That's right.
All right.
Forest Hills.
Oak Hill and Forest Hills, yeah.
Brentwood. Yeah. Northern Brentwood, I call it, because it's the Davidson County.
Northern Brentwood.
Northern Brentwood.
It's not Yankee, but it's Northern Brentwood.
Northern Brentwood, and then actually down into Cane Ridge. So it's a diverse
It is
area
a diverse
within
area.
Within itself. And so I'm really excited that that's opened up. It's an area that I know well. Have been going back and forth within this district since I was very, very young, a child, a one-year-old.
So you know the highways.
I know them.
Not only do you know the names of the interstate highways, you know the names of the roads in this district. You have traveled them your entire life.
That's exactly right. In every part of this district my entire life. As a matter of fact, going back to when we were waiting in line at the gas station, you know, we're talking about current affairs, and waiting and waiting in line at the gas station. I'll never forget there in Green Hills and, you know, up and down Hillsborough Road just waiting for gas. So, yes, I've been all over this district my whole life.
Is there an incumbent in this district?
There is not.
No, so it's an open
seat.
It's
a completely open seat.
The party registration would be, is this basically even, Stephen, R versus D, slightly R, slightly D? What would you say?
It leans Republican.
It leans Republican.
Yes, it does.
Are there others, candidates, who've announced in this?
I don't know of anyone who has formally turned their petition
back in. This is it.
Back in.
Have you pulled papers, as they say?
I have pulled my petition and I've turned it back in.
You've already turned it back in?
I've already turned it back in.
Has anybody challenged your bona fides?
They have not, and they have no reason to.
Oh, yeah. Could be because you voted in three of the last four
statewide primary elections.
Absolutely.
Four, so you're a bona fide Republican.
I'm bona fide. You are.
If anyone were to challenge, you've got the goods. You've got
Absolutely.
The receipts.
Yes, I do.
You are a bona fide Republican.
Yes, I do.
So we can say with 100% certainty that after April 7th, you will definitely be on the GOP primary ballot for August 4th.
Yes, sir.
In the 59th district.
That's right.
When we come back, We're going to ask you a couple questions, what your agenda would be.
Okay.
And then we might even ask you a little bit about your role in the State Executive Committee.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
All right. This is the Tennessee Star Report. We're talking with Michelle Forman, who has just now made news, announced she is a candidate for the GOP nomination in the 59th District of the Tennessee House of Representatives. Back after this.